Hi, everyone. This is Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin, and this is our Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast for this week, October 9th, 2020. And first of all, hoping everybody has enjoyed the beautiful weather. I know we could all use a little bit of rain in our lives, and our thoughts are with those who are dealing with Hurricane Delta down in the Gulf Coast, and certainly the remnants of that are going to be here in a few days. But it's been a beautiful, beautiful week. It's been great having our Spartan athletes back on campus and practicing and seeing sports going. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about athletics in a couple of minutes. But first and foremost, we're here at the Columbus Day weekend. And so just to remind folks, with Columbus Day weekend now upon us, it's, you know, some families will travel. Please know that right now, any place outside of Massachusetts, other than Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, New York, or Maine, requires self-quarantine for 14 days or until a negative COVID test is taken. So we've shared out the link for the travel order. So if you are planning on traveling for this weekend and going anywhere other than those states for an overnight stay, I know some people will say, well, you know, I go down to Rhode Island. I'm somebody who and on the subject of attendance, we've had some questions that have come up. It's a fair question, so hopefully this will provide some clarity. When students are supposed to be in the building, there's been the question asked if they're not feeling well and they learn remotely, are they still absent? Well, we're looking at attendance very differently right now. You know, attendance is something we report and something we monitor, and we have to for a number of reasons. So the general guidance at this time is that if a student is supposed to physically be here and they are physically not here, they are going to be marked absent, because that assists us with being able to first flag absences for the school nurse. She'll be able to look at that list and see who are the students who are absent and for what reason, and be able to contact them in case there is some sort of symptomatic situation. It's not a mark against the student. If a student is home because of a conflict or bereavement or something else that, you know, they don't feel well, but it's not symptomatic of COVID and they want to log into classes, they absolutely can do so. But we are going to mark them physically absent if they are not physically present in the building when they're supposed to. Obviously, if a student is not well and needs that time to rest and recover, there's no expectation that they would log into class, but it does eliminate the need for makeup work. It eliminates the challenge of a lot of other things. So we encourage that, but the term absent really means that a student is not where they were supposed to be. We're also going to do our best to monitor and report back to families if a student who is remote is not showing up to class. It's just a different kind of absence because we want to make sure students are where they're supposed to be and learning the way they're supposed to. And the accountability matrix is a challenging one. We said that this year was going to be different than last spring, and we have held to that. We are right now dealing with the reality of MCAS coming, the commissioner's office reporting this week that there are some new details about MCAS. We understand there are probably some teachers out there who said at the time they weren't sure if we were going to have MCAS, or indicating that there wasn't going to be MCAS. And at that time, that was accurate. Now we've been given new information, clear expectations about MCAS, and this could change. So we did email out the details of when students in grades 8, 9, and 10 would be testing this year, as is our typical and traditional practice. There's also some information that'll be forthcoming for students in grade 11 who missed the opportunity to take the test last year. We are not entirely sure exactly what all the test windows are. For example, for grade 10, they said the test is now projected to occur between May 18th and May 27th. The grade 9 science test, that window has not yet been released, And the grade 8 test done on a computer, the dates for that have also not been released. So we do have a window for January and February for students in grade 11 who are not required to take the test, but may. And there's always a possibility that, you know, the state will backtrack on MCAS depending on public health and other information that they get. Shifting gears, and I mentioned this at the top of this show, that we do have some student athletes that are back on campus participating in sports. And we have had to send out some clarifications to our coaches and our student athletes from our athletic director. And it's not as gentle as some of our previous reminders about student athletes and students who are, you know, availing themselves of the campus after hours and not taking safeguards seriously or not practicing the safeguards that are required. School committee and district policy is that all individuals on school grounds or in school buildings must be wearing a mask. And we have had some situations this week where that has not always been the case with people who are participating in some of our extracurricular programs after school. Case in point, you know, we had to speak to a number of student athletes over the last couple of weeks, even before the regular season had started, about this requirement. We are requiring a pre-screening before practice. It helps us with attendance purposes and keeping track of who is here at given times. Again, in case we have some sort of contact tracing that needs to take place. It does take a couple of minutes to complete, but it gives us a fast and accurate record that we can share with our school nurse confidentially, especially if a positive case is identified in the community or the school. We're going to start hosting events in the coming weeks. We have a plan for spectators to be here and to be able to enjoy the games, at least in a somewhat more limited and more controlled fashion. But we are also asking that all of the guidance that we put together by our Board of Health, our school committee policy, DPH, the MIAA, those have to be followed. And we certainly don't want to fall back to where some other leagues have gone, which is there are leagues this week that announced that they are no longer going to participate in fall sports. And there are others that have said, we're just not going to have spectators. We don't want to do it either. So we have the impossible task of making sure that lots of people, including those that are not our own, spectators from other communities that may come to games. We need you all to follow the rules and follow our guidelines. And that means on campus at all times, unless there's some sort of documented medical reason otherwise, wear the masks. I'm hoping that some of this information provides some clarity. Again, it has been pretty direct, pretty clear, trying to be pretty transparent. Last thing that I'm going to just talk about real quickly is some of the feedback we're getting from students. We are surveying students often. We are surveying students, very quickly in class with just quick, how's this class going, A, B, or C? How is this class going? Is it too fast? Is it too slow? How is the workload? We're asking students how much sleep they're getting. What are some of the things they're doing to set a plan? This information has been so helpful, and we really appreciate the students being so very, very honest with us. And it's allowed us to fine-tune some things academically. It keeps our staff sharp. It keeps our teachers on point with our students and our students informing us with what they need. We're really, really glad that we're able to have that kind of place where that feedback flows both ways. It is requiring some of our students to be advocates for themselves, to behave more independently, and most importantly, I think, to own their own learning. And that is a skill. Quite honestly, that's a skill that I think a lot of us wish we had when we were younger. We're still going to be flexible, we're still going to be nimble, and we're still going to be supportive. But it's an awesome thing for kids to be able to step back and be able to advocate for themselves and share with us what's going well and what isn't, and for us to use that feedback to drive our instructional changes. We'll be surveying some parents as well in the coming weeks, just to give you a voice in what you are seeing. But overall, I can say that speaking with some of my colleagues out there, We're handling the learning about as well as anybody out there. I'm so proud of our staff. I'm really grateful for our families. And most importantly, I am so very proud of our students for all they have been doing to keep this moving forward. So that's it for today. That's our Uxbridge High School Spartan podcast for October 9th. Again, I'm Mike Rubin. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Enjoy the weekend.